Hello.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. Welcome to the Bible Study Girl podcast. My name is Sarita, and I'm just a girl with something to offer the world. As I'm saying that now, I feel like I forgot to say that last episode, but here we are. The first voice that you heard welcoming you to the podcast was the voice of the executive producer, Bible Study Brother.
What's good, people? It is I, Bible Study Brother, but I'm also known as Icarus Gray over at Gray Area Anime, and this is the most wonderful podcast of your day. But as my sister often likes to say, we are not just brother and sister in Christ. We share the same mother in real life.
We share the same mother. Do you know your blood type?
I used to.
Okay, you don't have to tell the people. I was just wondering. I didn't find out till not too long ago. And I feel like maybe my blood type is the same as mama's. Anyway.
I think so. I mean, mine used to be on my wrist because, you know, I used to have, when I first got my liver disease, I had my little bracelet that had all my information on it.
I'll have to look at my medical records. I just learned for the first time last year what my blood type was, and I don't quite remember. It's not something I'd ever thought of before, but hey, brother.
Hey.
I know that's a weird way to start the podcast, but I think it should show you that we really are brother and sister, and this is the way we talk to each other, and you guys get to be a listening ear. What a privilege. You're welcome. We're certainly glad to have you guys listening in today. Before we dive into the topic for today, brother, how's your week been? Let me give a little disclaimer. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, we like to use a fun little tool here. It's called an emotion wheel, and it has lots of different emotions. And we just use it as a way to put into words what we're feeling and how our week has been. You don't have to use it if you don't want to, but I found it to be helpful for me in particular. And I think Bible Study Brother enjoys it as well, because sometimes we have experiences and we can't quite put them into words. And so it helps be able to look at something, name it, and know what it is so you can handle it. So I'm done with my emotion wheel spiel. How's your week been?
Week has been better, as I realized I had muted myself to give you the floor. I have been blissful. I felt a little triumphant, and I have also felt a bit of fondness.
Ooh, love it.
Yeah. So I've been feeling good.
Love it. My week has been a peaceful week. I think I've experienced lots of affection. I've been cheerful. I've been pleased. It's been a good week. I can't complain. I think I'm starting to relax, maybe because it's summertime and it's hot outside, and so who wants to be hustling and bustling, especially in the South? What's the weather like there? It doesn't really get hot, does it?
It does, and I've been preparing myself because it's been cool. It's been abnormally cool. Like, it's 55 today and cloudy.
Okay. So that's not normal.
I mean, apparently it's normal. I'm not sure. It doesn't feel normal to me because I feel like by now it should be like 70 and then like a nice, you know, 50 something, you know, whatever.
At night. Do I need to bring, okay, so Bible Study Mama and I are getting ready soon, really this week. We're packing up to head to see Bible Study Brother and his lovely bride and in the Pacific Northwest. Do I need to bring a jacket?
You always need to bring a jacket up here.
I hadn't even thought about always. That because in my mind, it's summertime. The last time we came to visit y'all was in the spring. So, of course, we had jackets.
And I feel like that was more like perfect temperature. Like, that temperature is probably going to be around the temperature. Just because I haven't seen any spikes or anything currently. But once the heat, like, once it actually rolls in, it will probably feel great outside and like suck everywhere else. But unlike other places, Because I don't know if it's a Oregon thing. I know it's a Washington thing, at least what I've seen so far. They don't think very highly or don't seem to think of having air conditioning units just standard.
Got it.
But I'm pretty sure we won't have to worry about that because most places we'll be going will be climate controlled in some way, shape, form, or fashion.
Not really.
I mean, the hotel.
Will be climate controlled.
and restaurants, like we'll be interacting with different places where it's like outside of just being in nature, where nature is naturing, we can come back somewhere and reset. Like, you don't have to do what we have to do with where it's like if we leave and it feels great outside and then it doesn't feel great, great inside, you don't have to sit hot until like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. You feel hot.
So probably within the next 2 weeks, guys, you will get to hear our episode that we record together while we're visiting with one another. But we're going to have time to sit down and get all of that stuff put together. But I'm excited. I'm looking forward to vacation. I need one really badly. So I'm excited. This doesn't have anything to do with today's episode, but did you know that me and Mama's flight back home is like a red-eye flight?
Mm-mm, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we're going to get here like in the morning. Of course, she plans to hit the ground running. I don't. I plan to come home and rest and relax. So I'm excited. I'm excited to see you. I'm excited to see Kanae. I'm excited. So we can go ahead and you can hit us with the verse for the day.
Verse for the day as I open up my app. All right. It comes from Colossians chapter 1, verses 13 through 14. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. I have a reason for this scripture, and we'll get into it as we get more into our blog recap.
Right. So today, guys, if you're new around here, we're doing a blog recap. Back in the yesteryears, picture it, Little Rock, Arkansas. 2019, I, a girl, grown woman, but still a girl, embarked on writing a blog every day. You can head over to BibleStudyGirl.com, and there are a plethora of blogs that discuss my faith journey, my walk with Christ, and my experiences with Him. And so when we do blog recaps, we go back over a blog that's housed at BibleStudyGirl.com. Today's blog is entitled Revive Me. I would love, love, love for you to head over to www.BibleStudyGirl.com. There is a magnifying glass in the upper right-hand corner. Type in the words Revive Me and that blog will pop up. I would love for you to read the blog and let us know any thoughts, feelings, emotions, convictions, not convictions, that you had when you have the opportunity to read the blog for yourself. So the way that we do the blog recaps, this is actually a sermon recap because this is a recap of a sermon that my pastor preached back in 2019. So the way that works, Bible study brother reads the blog to himself and thinks, what parts of the blog resonate with me? He gives you the main idea, the main point of the blog. And then I step in and I say how I felt at the time that the blog was published. And I give you my current day feelings. And we just have an open dialogue about the blog in general. I always like to encourage people to go to BibleStudyGirl.com for themselves and read it, because you can get something completely different from it because you've had different life experiences. So I always think it's helpful to head over there and read it for yourself and see what you come away with, what you walk away with. So with that being said, brother, I'm going to open the floor to you so you can give a general overview of the sermon recap that we're discussing today, as well as your thoughts, any important big things that stand out to you.
All right. So Here we are, guys. You know what time it is. It is time for reading a segment from the blog. And when I read a segment from the blog, or much like I just said, we are reading a segment from the blog.
Don't quit your day job.
I picked the best part that I think encapsulates the whole of what's going on, right? This one is perfect to me because the emotions I felt. And I'm going to call this man Eucalyptus. That's not his name.
It's Eutychus.
It's Eutychus, but I want to call him Eucalyptus. Anyway, I'm going to pause for a minute here. I'm not a nighttime person. I go to bed early. When the sun goes down, my eyes get heavy. If we're taking a long road trip, everyone knows that I'll drive the early shift. I recognize my weakness. If I started to doze while I was sitting in a window on the third floor, I would like to think that I would change my seat. Eutychus, aka Eucalyptus, does not change his seat. He goes from sinking into a deep sleep to being overcome by sleep. And as Paul continues to speak, Eucalyptus falls from the third story and dies. That was reading a segment from the blog. And yo. So, fam, it continues to baffle me and continues to show how much you got to read your Bible.
I know this is your time to shine, but before he preached this sermon, I had never heard of Eutychus, didn't know his story at all. The Bible is full of stories, but go ahead. Yeah, we're on the same page.
Just dog, I had never heard this. And like, I'm sitting here like, wait, what? Because anytime you think about like his letters to the church or everything else, like you don't stop to think like, wait, what happened around you? What was going on? Somebody did what now? And so I'm reading that, and you get more later into the blog, and it's like you realize that Paul was truly living with the Spirit of Christ in him and doing greater things, as I said, that we would do than Christ did while he was here, because his Spirit lives within us. Because I read that and I was like, oh, that's crazy. Why did he keep speaking? So, like, anytime now, like, we would all stop. People would be screaming, running, go get help, blah, blah, blah. Paul walks over to this man and brings him back to life. I just was like, wait, what? You know, that's crazy. But also, I get it. He said it and then did it. And again, when you think about story accounts, there's more than enough, if this were not true, evidence that could have been around it to disprove it, and certain things have not been disproven. What am I trying to think? Let's see. So I'm trying to like word this, because there were other things I was thinking about with this, but that was just really, 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 really crazy to me and inspiring. But I was also considering Eutychus's position, right?
Mm-hmm.
We all want to be in that position. And I don't mean just in the window or whatever, but I mean, maybe you couldn't get down there to where he was, but you still wanted to hear the good news. You still wanted to hear what God was saying through this man. You know, even at the cost of your life, essentially, even at the danger of it, you were like, I have to hear these words. And this is off of everything that's been going on. I have to know that these things that I've been hearing about this man from Nazareth, that is real.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that he came back, that he rose. You know, people's lives are being changed by these letters, by these encounters with Paul. And so I thought about it from the perspective of like, yeah, we can hindsight 2020, you shouldn't have been in the window listening, but being there means you wanted to hear.
Yeah, certainly. He certainly wanted to hear.
Yeah.
You ready for me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, like I was saying, this was a groundbreaking sermon in my life, right? Number one, I think one of the things I push the most with the podcast, even with the blog, is that I want to hear people's stories, right? The Bible is so vast and broad, and Eutychus is like a living testimony to many of us in the body of Christ. Like, especially, I would say, especially for a woman like myself that grew up in church. Church is what I know, right? And I have been talking about over the past month, really, about the fact that I need to rest, right? And I will push through so many things to get to church. You know what I'm saying? Like, to make sure I show up and be there. And Eutychus, I am Eutychus. He's exhausted, but he wants to hear the word. And so he pushes his way to service after a full day. And Paul's preaching. Paul is preaching. He's teaching good. He's preaching and teaching so well. But Eutychus's body is physically tired, right? He pressed his way there. He made his way there. So he's sitting in the window of the third story and he's listening to Paul's good teaching and preaching. But his body is tired. His body is overwhelmed. His body is overworked. And eventually, you do reach a point where you just, your body will shut down to get the rest that it needs, right? I think there's a tension between pushing, you know what I'm saying? You can push too far. And he pushed so far that he fell asleep in the window and he falls and dies. My pastor made so many beautiful, eloquent points throughout this sermon. And one thing I do with the blog recap, I don't recap every single point that he made. I pull out the things that spoke the most to me. And during this sermon, okay, so I'm going to talk about how I felt in 2019, then I'm going to bring it to 2024, almost 5 years later. And I'm going to show you how the word can. You can hear the same word and get a different take from it, right? So
Right.
my pastor talked about the fact that there were people that were around Eutychus that could see that he was sleeping, but did nothing. Did nothing to nudge him awake. I mean, you're here physically, your body is present, but clearly you're not in the midst. So back in 2019, I definitely related to. You can have your body physically present at church, but your mind, even if that's what you need, your mind is not truly there, right? And so he did a made a beautiful point that part of our responsibility, and that's why we create community, is when you are sitting next to somebody and you see that they're sleeping, not even just physically, but like spiritually, it part of being a community is reaching out to say, hey, are you okay? You know what I'm saying? Like, tap that person. Don't just let it go unnoticed because the danger is that somebody could die spiritually and they could die physically. And I think in 2019, that was a point that really stood out to me. Like, I have a responsibility. I think it's a thing that helped me to help me to continue to push to put the blogs out every day. I have so many gifts and talents that God has given me, and I don't need to sleep on them. I need to like be actively engaged in them, right? And so while it might be easier to just fall asleep, I don't need to fall asleep on these gifts, right? So that was me in 2019. But look at my life in 2024. For the past month, I've been talking about the fact that my body is phys I'm exhausted, right? I need rest. Same word, same scripture, but I certainly have a different perspective. You can let yourself get so worn down doing the things that appear to be right, that you're missing out on what God truly has to say to you. You can't hear it. You're too tired, right? you're missing out on the things. So in 2024, I'm getting from the blog recap, I need Jesus. I need to hear a word from the Lord. But part of me being able to hear from God is being well rested, taking care of my physical well-being, as well as my spiritual well-being, as well as my mental well-being. Because while Eutychus is sitting in that window, there are people around him, again, like I said, that can see that he's tired, but someone may have sounded the alarm for him. They might have been too engrossed in what they had going on, which is easy to do. You know, we get caught up and wrapped up in ourselves. And so we miss out on our brother and sister that's sitting right next to us that's struggling. But I certainly, for me in 2024, it is a reminder that, again, I need to be well in all aspects of my life. I very well could die because I'm not taking care of me the way that I need to take care of me. And, you know, they talk about this with school teachers or anyone that works with children. There's a poem. I think people usually put it up like at the beginning of the school year about a little boy or a little girl. I can't remember. It's a child. Anyway, the child has difficulty focusing in class because they're hungry. You know, it's difficult to attend to word, scripture, or anything if your physical needs are not met. And so for me, it's a reminder for me that I need to reset. Not to ignore God, not to ignore God, but to really be intentional about being whole and healthy in all aspects of my life. It's certainly a reminder. You know, I was just laid out because I didn't die, thank God, but I was just laid out because I was ignoring, because my number one goal is to push, push, push. And it makes me think about Sweet Baby. She's got this because her mama tells her this, and it is true. You do need this skill in life. I'll ask her how she's doing. She's like, "Oh, I mean, I'm all right. I'm just gotta push through this. I just gotta push through." I need to check on my Sweet Baby to see if she's still pushing through. And so we do need to have that push through, but we also need to pay attention to the signals that our body is putting out. I'm not saying Utica shouldn't have been there. How about you sit on the floor or ask somebody if you can switch with them? Because you're at the end of the road. And what I love about the scripture is that Paul does continue to teach. But when he gets done preaching and teaching, he goes downstairs and he embraces Eutychus. He does not condemn him. He does not tell him he's trash. He does not say, "Why were you sitting in the window?" He embraces him and he comes back to life. And I think that is a reminder for me. And I think I talked about it the last podcast a little bit. One of the things I'm thankful for is I get it wrong. I mess up, but my goodness, God continues to embrace me. And not condemn me and give me another chance. And I think this is just a diff another a another way for God to continue to speak to me, to tell me you need to prioritize. 'Cause see, I will fill my life up with stuff. I have the habit of filling my life up with stuff and my schedule stays packed. But am I doing what God truly wants me to do? That's part of my issue with not being rested. I tend to try to take a lot of things in my hands that he didn't call me to take. So that's part of the issue as well. So yeah, this was a very timely reminder. So many hidden gems in the Bible, so many people's stories that need to be read and told. And I think that might be something I'm more intentional about and focused on when I do my Bible studies for the rest of the year, finding these people in the Bible whose names are mentioned or maybe are not mentioned, but they have a story that has impact and really can shift somebody's perspective. So that might be something that I focus on. I'm done with my long spiel.
It's all
I've been a
good.
lot more chatty lately, huh?
Which is good. I mean, I like when you kind of just are breaking these things down as you see them. And then I'm able to just come in and kind of, you know, do cleanup work, which is not like, which baseball cleanup, which means like, so say you've gotten us a nice lead or whatever, you're the pitcher that comes in, I'm able to come in and make sure that we like keep the lead and win the game. So I always appreciate, you know, brother, that you do that.
I'm sad that you're going to miss our kickball tournament this summer. Maybe we can run it back for you in the winter.
Oh, that is nuts, bro. Because I win. See, the thing about it that I was thinking as well is more to like emphasize what you said. Because you know that God knew the intention of Eutychus's heart.
Right.
Because
good heart.
If it wasn't, you just failed, champ. You was just... You know what I'm saying? Like, you were choosing danger and being in a certain situation, and it's not like, you know, whatever. But I think, like, you had an open heart for wanting to hear the good news and the word. And so God made provision for him in that situation that can take others out, and gave him another opportunity, another chance to really closely experience the intimacy of being under God's care. And I think that's the biggest key that I appreciate the most, because a lot of times initially, like, it was like, oh my God, he died.
Yeah. Let me tell y'all something. My brother, he's reading it and he was like, wait, did he die? I'm like, did I not write that he died? Yes, he died. He's like, wait, what?
I heard, because I had gone down. Well, what happened was I read through it, got down to where Paul had brought him back, and I'm like, wait, did he die? Like, I had to go back, because I'm like, I'm thinking, oh, he just walked over to him. They thought that man was dead. He was just really, really hurt. And like, one of everybody was just not moving, and finally Paul was like, y'all not nothing? Ain't nobody gonna help him? So that's what I was thinking. And so, like, I don't know. It's life affirming more and more to know how big God's grace is.
It's big.
On every end. Because, again, I think there are more people who will be like, well, why was you sitting in the window? Then there will be people who are like, but I would still go help. Or I'm going to help. Like, I don't care what your circumstance is or what put you in the window while you were working yourself. You know, some people may focus so much on the rest aspect, some may focus on the rest. Others may focus on, well, why was you in the window? Others may focus on like what was leading to the situation. I tend to focus on the fact that it's like, as that person, it doesn't matter what I was doing. I wanted to hear and needed to hear the word, and
amen.
You know, and I fell asleep.
Needed it.
And I fell. I fell. And yet he was there to catch me. He was there to give me a second chance.
Embrace me. So, yeah. And yeah. I think it's like I mentioned in my spiel, but that's why we need community.
Mm-hmm.
So we can stop the falls. We can stop the falls or help reduce the falls.
Could you say that one more time, please?
And that's why we need community. So we can stop the falls and help reduce the falls.
Oh, man. The organ started playing for you. Oh, my gosh.
It does require...
Hold on. Let the organs get their space. Go ahead.
But it does require us looking outside of ourselves. And I think we have shifted into a world that is more self-focused. I mean, it requires you to look outside of yourself and be compassionate about the people around you. So,
amen and amen. We are so happy that you guys decided to come and listen to the Bible Study Girl podcast. If you enjoyed this and got all the way here, consider giving us a rating. Rate this podcast wherever you listen to it. We would love 5 stars. If 5 stars is not what you can do, then tell us what we need to do to improve with whatever star rating you choose.
But also, 5 stars is free. So there's that.
You know? And it helps us reach more people and be able to get this message to others, because we don't do this message alone. And it's not just I or you that preach, but we preach.
And until we meet again, guys, keep preaching.
Yeah.